Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I have discussed the drawbacks of using a precious metals individual retirement account to own precious metals. Today, let me share another negative for using such accounts. As I previously said, it makes little sense to use a tax-deferred account such as an IRA to own tax-deferred assets such as precious metals. Instead, tax-deferred accounts are more suitable for investments that generate income that would be subject to current income taxes, such as interest and dividends. Precious metals IRAs are also required to have independent trustees and custodians, which mean annual fees that people wouldn't pay if they own the items directly. Plus, owners are prohibited from having direct custody of these assets. Also, many people own precious metals to maximize their privacy, but the existence of precious metals IRAs is reported annually to the IRS. Precious metals IRAs permit only a limited selection of products that can be held. For gold, low premium choices such as the Austria 100 Coronas, South Africa Krugerrands, and U.S. American Arts medallions are prohibited. With silver, U.S. 90% silver coins, by far the lowest cost per ounce of physical silver you can acquire, is also prohibited. Yet some bullion dealers persist in promoting precious metals IRA accounts on radio and television instead of direct personal ownership. Why? It's where potential customers may have more funds available. Today I want to point out another issue that could disrupt the plans of someone who holds assets in a precious metals IRA. Required minimum distributions in the year after an IRA owner turns 73 or 75. When an IRA owner reaches such ages, they are required to take at least a minimum distribution and pay income taxes that year. This requirement could force an owner of this account to pay income taxes sooner than if they own the precious metals coins and bars personally. There can be circumstances where a precious metals IRA would be appropriate. However, consider all the limitations and drawbacks compared to direct personal ownership. If a precious metals dealer you contact won't discuss these negative aspects of such IRAs, you might want to consult a different company like Liberty Coin Service. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.